Welcome back to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale. And in this part of the show today, I'm going to be talking with Christian Collins. Now, Christian is the coordinator of the Lennoxville Library, but today he's going to be talking about a very special event coming up at the Square Queen on Sunday, September 15th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's called Your Community at Your Service. So first of all, we'll hear a song from local artist Kate Morrison, and the song is called Kiss the Sky, and we'll hear the interview with Christian right after the song, so please stay tuned.
As I look out at the morning sun, I feel my life has only just begun, and I count my blessings and the love around. Nothing more I need, so much more I've found. So I reach my hands up to caress the clouds. Seems I've been blessed so much, but I'm not too proud. And I lift my face up to kiss the sky. No need for answers to that question, why? Someone guides as life prepares its way to take me gently through another day. And someone carries me when I can't stand. I've seen lone footsteps in the sand. So I reach my hands up to caress the clouds. Seems I've been blessed so much, but I'm not too proud. I lift my face up to kiss the sky. No need for answers to the question.
And today we're very pleased to welcome Christian Collins on the Townships at 12. Now, Christian is with the Lennoxville Library, but today he's going to be talking about a very special event coming up at Square Queen in Lennoxville, and it's called Your Community at Your Service. So welcome, Christian.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. This, Your Community at Your Service, that happens this Sunday, the 15th, starts at 10 a.m. and goes until 2 p.m. This is a project from the Community Consultation Committee of Lennoxville, is that correct?
Yes, that's right. So I'm, as you mentioned, I'm the coordinator of the Lennoxville Library, but I'm here today because the library is one of a number of members of this Community Consultation Committee here in Lennoxville, which basically is a group that is convened of organizations that are serving the community in various ways. So we're talking about Community Aid, the Lennoxville Youth Center, Literacy in Action, Townshippers Association, Molshack, Mental Health SC, the Women's Center. So all these organizations that are serving the community in different ways, we get together on a regular basis to kind of to share stories, to talk about issues in the community, to find ways to kind of streamline our services, to collaborate, to offer services together. And this event that we're doing on Sunday in Square Queens starting at 10 a.m. comes out of that and really a realization that, you know, there's so many interesting organizations in Lennoxville, so many great things being done, but we all tend to be a little bit kind of in our own silos. And sometimes it's really important to get out to meet the community, to share about what we're doing. So the idea is to do it in kind of a fun way that's going to be like a fun family day in Square Queen and a chance to discover all these organizations.
Okay. Now, the Community Consultation Committee of Lennoxville, when was this founded? I haven't heard about it before.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to tell you an exact date. Actually, the library, we're a relatively new member, but I think they've been going for at least 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
Might have to get back to you on that one, but I feel like there's a kind of new energy in the group and a desire to do more things out in the community. So that might be why folks are hearing about us now, and probably be hearing more in the future too.
Oh, that's great. And this is exclusive to the organizations in Lennoxville, I guess, then?
Yes, although a lot of the organizations that will be there today really have a wider mission serving folks region-wide. So I would say, you know, it's based in Lennoxville, but yeah, not exactly exclusive to Lennoxville.
Mm-hmm. And this community at your service, this is the first time it's being held in Lennoxville in the Queen Square, an event like this?
That I know of, yes. Certainly in Square Queen, it's the first time. So as your listeners probably know, Square Queen's been around since the pandemic, but it's been a real game changer here in Lennoxville. It's created basically the town square that we never had before, with the farmers market on Saturday mornings is super vibrant. The library's there with the games and activities, but so are all kinds of other things. We've got live music. A lot of this is coming from Explore Lennox, the group that sort of brings together merchants and organizations in Lennoxville. And it's a great place to hold this kind of thing because it's a comfortable, fun space. There's picnic tables, there's chairs. You know, because I don't know if you mentioned it or not already, there's going to be live music all during the event. We've got Patrick Duchesne, who's a jazz pianist, bringing a guitar player along as well. So we're going for, you know, creating a fun ambiance. There's going to be face painting. There's going to be a chance to connect with all the organizations, as I mentioned. And actually, I say there's no such thing as a free lunch, but there will be free lunch as well for everyone who comes.
So that's pretty
exciting, provided by Rima, the Lebanese restaurant here in Lennoxville.
Okay, so that's a good attraction there.
Yeah.
Okay, so lots for the whole family. A great time to find out. 14 or more organizations will be present. So if you have any questions, I guess that's the time to ask them.
Yeah, there'll be representatives from all those organizations and, kind of laying out the different services they do. Like the library will be there actually offering some kids activities during the morning, but also explaining, you know, how do you get a library membership, describing the different programs of the libraries. I think we'll give people the opportunity to become library members while they're there, but, I would say each organization is going to be doing its own version of that, talking about what they offer and how folks can get involved, both to take advantage of the services they offer, but also to volunteer. A lot of these organizations, the library among them, were volunteer-led organizations, so really always looking for folks from the community to get involved, to to lend a hand as they can to bring their particular skills to the organization. So, you know, there'll be a chance to find out about all that as well.
Mm-hmm. And if I understand right, the library cards are free. It's free to be a member of the library if you're in the Lennoxville-Sherbrooke region?
That's right. If you are a resident of Sherbrooke, anywhere in Sherbrooke, or this is important, if you go to school in Sherbrooke, so like kids at LES, you know, even if they live in Compton or Crookshire or wherever, they can get a free card. So free for all Sherbrooke residents and available at a modest charge for people who live outside of Sherbrooke. It's $35 a year for the membership. And I would say a lot of the organizations that are going to be there offer different kinds of free services for the wider community.
Okay. 14 different organizations, so it's a great place to come out and learn about all these organizations, and very useful organizations too for the community. And we have some face painting for the kids, some games mm-hmm. too, I read. And
Yep, that's right. So the face painting is going to be going on basically all through the morning. Some of your listeners might know the Espace Biblio, as we call it, which is the library's regular space at the farmer's market on Saturday mornings, where we have craft activities, we have books, we have a selection of games and toys. So it's a nice thing during the farmer's market where families can kind of come, spend a little bit of time with their kids and take part in activities. So we'll have a little sort of a version of our Espace Biblio with some toys and games, and our new youth services person, Carlen, will be there working with the kids and trying to make the kids feel comfortable and give them a fun time, and maybe also give parents a little breathing room so that they can kind of go around and check out the different booths while their kids are having fun at the library kiosk.
Okay, sounds like it's really well organized. So that's Sunday, September 15th in the Queen Square, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now, what happens in case we have rain?
Yes. Just before we talked, I was looking at the radar, watching the clouds moving across. Right now, I'm gonna go with the glasses half full. I don't think it's gonna rain on Saturday, although I've been proven wrong before. I'm hoping it's not. If it does rain, we have the Amé des Baudouins room, which is right opposite Square Queen. That's the second floor of the old fire hall, and that is a large space that's reserved for us for that day. So yes, we will be up there in the Amé des Baudouins Hall. So this event will happen rain or shine, but let's all cross our fingers it's going to be shine.
I think it's going to be okay for that day, according to my iPhone. Now, no charge for this event?
No charge. It's totally free. I mentioned the food provided by REMA. That's a really great thing. And in fact, the way it works is folks, when they come, they'll get something that looks a little bit like a bingo card. And they can take that card and go around. And just as they interact with the different organizations, I'm not sure exactly how many little stamps they're going to need, but it's not all that many. And they'll be able to then take that card with the stamps from the organizations and trade it in for lunch provided by REMA, so delicious, falafel and kebabs and all that kind of thing.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yes, it's free for the public.
Great. Anything else that we left out before I go, Christian?
Not that I can think of right now, but I really hope folks will turn out in big numbers for this. You know, like I said, it's going to be we're aiming to make it a fun event. A chance. There's going to be a lot of information, a lot of chances to learn about local organizations, but we're also out there to have fun, to connect as a community, to meet our community, and it'll just be really great to see everyone there.
Okay.
This Sunday.
Well, thanks so much, Christian Collins, coordinator for the Lennoxville Library, and today talking about your community at your service coming up at the Square Queen on Sunday, the 15th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So thanks very much, and all the best on the event.
All right. Thanks so much. See you Sunday.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Under that burning ether that falls down on these walls, burning my arms, I've been alone. What a sad lie. For every word I could undo,
I've been untrue. I've been the phone. I've been the heart of my own. Burned it down alone. The light in your verse and the shadow between. The way that I was when I used to know. If I go, what do I hold? Oh, the maid or the mother I'll be. If only the loom and a thread will. It is work to be dancing out here. If tomorrow a minute, the empty bones. There are roses that come without seeking. There are the ones that I have to sow. In your verses that I am repeating. The way that I was when I used to know.
We just heard a song from Basia Bulat, Canadian folk artist, here on the Townships at 12, and the song is called Heart of My Own. And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. Mayo Clinic researchers develop a tool that measures the health of a person's gut microbiome. A team of Mayo Clinic researchers has developed an innovative computational tool that analyzes the gut microbiome, a complex ecosystem of trillions of bacteria, fungi, viruses, and other microorganisms within the digestive system to provide insights into overall well-being. In a new study published in Nature Communications, the tool demonstrated at least 80% accuracy in differentiating healthy individuals from those with any disease. The tool was developed by analyzing stool-gut microbiome profiles from more than 8,000 samples representing various diseases, geographic regions, and demographic groups. The tool, called Gut Microbiome Wellness Index 2, could detect even subtle changes in gut health, identifying whether a person may be progressing toward or recovering from a disease. The researchers used bioinformatics and machine learning methods to analyze gut microbiome profiles in stool samples gathered from 54 published studies spanning 26 countries and 6 continents. This approach produced a diverse and comprehensive data set. This capability addresses long-standing challenges in human microbiome research, including defining what constitutes a healthy microbiome and identifying early indicators of potential health issues. It also fills a significant gap in existing measurement tools of health and wellness. The gut microbiome plays a crucial role in digestion, metabolism, and immune function, and researchers are finding an imbalance in the gut microbiome can be linked to various chronic diseases. Finally, we have a standardized index to quantitatively measure how healthy a person's gut microbiome is, says Jayan Sung, PhD, the senior author and computational biologist at Mayo Clinic Center for Individualized Medicine's Microbiomics Program. Our tool is not intended to diagnose specific diseases, but rather to serve as a proactive health indicator, he adds. By identifying adverse changes in gut health before serious symptoms arise, this tool could potentially inform dietary or lifestyle modifications to prevent mild issues from escalating into more severe health conditions or prompt further diagnostic testing. By being able to answer whether a person's gut is healthy or trending toward a disease state, we ultimately aim to empower individuals to take proactive steps in managing their own health. The tool development process involved identifying microbial species, carefully selecting the most relevant features, and optimizing the machine learning model. The end result is an index that screens a gut microbiome sample and quantifies how much it resembles a healthy, disease-free, or non-healthy, diseased individual. The study team first tested the index on a training set of more than 8,000 microbiome samples and then validated its work on a new cohort of 1,140 samples. The team also tested its tool across various clinical scenarios, including people who had undergone fecal microbiota transformation, as well as people who made changes in dietary fiber intake or who had antibiotic exposure, to demonstrate its ability to detect shifts in gut health. The Gut Microbiome Wellness Index builds upon the team's original tool by incorporating a wider range of data and using refined computational methods. The team hopes this new version enhances precision in assessing gut health and monitoring changes in the gut microbiome. Dr. Sung and his team plan to further develop the Gut Microbiome Health Index 2 by expanding its database to include a broader range of microbiome samples from diverse populations and by adding more advanced artificial intelligence techniques to enhance the tool's predictive accuracy and adaptability. So that's some health news today from the Mayo Clinic here on the Townships at 12. I'd like to thank my guest today, Trevor McKinven from the Piggery Theater. Check out the last two shows that are coming up, Frank Young and his band on September 14th. The show starts at 7. And Craig Morrison with Vintage Wine coming up on September 21st. Visit the website, piggery.com. And also I'd like to thank my other guest, Christian Collins, the coordinator for the Lenoxville Library, telling us all about the event coming up at Square Queen on Sunday, September 15th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Good for the whole family, and it's called Your Community at Your Service. Come and see all the community organizations. If you have any questions, that's the place to ask them. And a lot of things going on for kids too, face painting and games and things like that. So thanks again, everybody, for listening, and have a great afternoon. And we'll close out today's show with a song from local artist Sarah Biggs, and this song is called Ode to Iron and Wine.
Caught in the rays of sunshine, how did you know when to write that word? Like it's never been known, like it's never been heard before, and it's more than my heart could bear. Show me the sweet. be beautiful. Your secret is told, singing of sweet unknown. Words whispered like a warning or a prayer. Sing but a whisper, as if singing out loud would break the spell. Iron and wine, show me sweet divine. Iron and wine, show me sweet divine. I would love you to show me the secret door. Your mind goes through when you play those chords. Wander so freely through the land of dreaming. Oh, Sam Bean, what have you seen that gives your words such meaning?